It's time for something that is so exciting. Are you ready, Gorb?
Yes.
Sometimes some people call it magic. Some people call it tragic. Some people call it perfect.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline, maybe it's Zorb Classic Cinematic Edition. Oh wait, hold on, here we go. So sometimes you never know if it's gonna be the THX sound, like sound that's just triple the time. Because when you're in it, it's like you're lost in the void and it just could keep going.
It's the IMAX of podcasts. What can we
There's
say?
time dilation inside the THX sound.
Oh
On that
God.
note, are you ready for the question,
I
Norm?
am so ready for the question. I am
Okay.
excited to see what this question is and
Okay.
just hear our question music.
The person who created the THX sound
Oh God.
was their name in the first half of the alphabet or the second half of the alphabet?
Can you remind me real quick, what is the dividing letter? Where do we draw the line?
I wish I could tell you. That's something that's for the research time.
First name?
First name.
First name. I'm going first half. Going first half.
First half,
It's a
that's a
bold
good
choice
bet.
because I didn't do the math on where it drops off halfway through, but we'll see.
We go.
Play that Google music, that theme music.
I think you got it, Gorb.
What do you have for the sound?
I've got James A. Moore.
That is what I have as well. And I believe that is
That's in the first half of the alphabet,
it's not
which
after M.
honestly was the way better bet. You got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M. Boom. That's like most names.
I mean, I'm like, if it's not
I
a
had to
Tom
hope
or
for
a
like an
Sherman.
Owen or Paul or Randall
Randall.
or Wetzel.
Classic. A Walt.
A Walt, a Yolanda,
Xavier. You got a Zeke.
a zebra.
Yep, you've got
Bring back
xylophone.
zebra.
Xylophone. It's a common, I think it's
So,
Greek.
for Classic Edition. Are you gonna go first and third or second and fourth, Gorb?
You know what? I'm gonna do first and third and let you give the prompt. How's that sound?
Sounds perfect.
Okay.
Okay. I definitely had a timer ready the entire time.
It is 15 minutes, right?
15 minutes. That's
Okay.
right.
Wow.
Okay. Gorb, your prompt or our prompt is to tell us what's at the center of the broken clock.
Can
15
I?
minutes,
I'm
go.
going. Okay. What's at the center of the broken clock? Wow.
That's correct. I know, right?
What a prompt. What a
What a
time.
prompt.
What a
What a time.
world that we live
What
in.
a world.
So, in scenarios like this, you know me, classic, I gotta pull it back. Gotta pull it back.
Yeah,
Right?
you gotta get an establishing shot.
Yeah, no, I mean, camera pans in. Eagle to the right. Just kidding. It's not an eagle. It's more of a pigeon. And we're in the office of Ben.
Good old Ben.
Or are we in the office? Ben should be in the office. At minimum, he should be in his bedroom. But
Is he really there? Is he
Well,
confused?
he's definitely confused. So, pulling back further, right?
We really gotta bring it further back.
Yeah, like picture in your mind's eye, like, you know, like a muddy medieval town, right?
Okay.
There's
With an office building that's.
no office building. A muddy medieval town, standard Middle Ages stuff, you know, things like
Peasants.
peasants, disease,
Hey, wheelbarrows.
with chickens, I think, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there
It
you go.
depends, I guess, where you are in the world.
Someone's getting burned at the stake.
Well, that happened on Friday. This is Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so
Did
Ben,
you hear who's getting burned at the stake on Friday?
well, no, I mean, he wasn't there for that. He's just waking up now.
Yeah.
Friday, Ben was at the office. The expense reports were due. It was a long day. Anyway,
And now he's in a
Ben,
medieval town?
well, we're getting there. We're getting there. I'm building to it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Ben wakes up in the middle of
Yeah.
sort of this dirt. To call it a road would be an overstatement. That's more of just like a horse
A
shit
path.
covered path. Yeah. And this wagon rolls by and he wakes up, you know? His first thought is, oh my God, I'm so muddy. Let me get out of the road. His second thought is,
Like
where
he
the
wakes
fuck
up
am
like he's lying in the mud.
I?
Oh God.
So he looks around, you know, first thought, I must be dreaming, right?
Yeah.
He said, it's Tuesday. I should be in the office. Not whatever
This
this is.
definitely isn't the
It
office.
definitely is near. That was his third thought after I must be dreaming. And so, you know, he tries the usual things, slaps
Are there
himself.
other people around, or is it just like an
Oh
empty
yeah, there's
path?
peasants aplenty.
How do they regard him?
regular contempt for an out-of-towner, like nothing miraculous. He's just,
Okay.
I mean, his clothes are a bit
Is he
weird.
wearing commoner clothes?
I mean, he's wearing commoner clothes
Or
circa
is he wearing like a
2019.
business suit?
Well, I mean, it's office casual, right? So it's like he's got it's a button down.
Business casual.
Yeah, business casual. He's a button down. I mean, they're khakis and a button down.
Yeah.
It's not too much. He's not a
He
full
didn't
suit
iron
every day. No.
his pants.
No, it's okay. I mean, they're not that uptight at the Schmeagle Beagle Corp.
Schmeagle Beagle Corp.
Yep, they make the stuff you put on the bagel filling.
Oh yeah, gotta
And he's
schmeagle
in
that
accounts.
beagle.
Yeah, he's in accounts. It doesn't th this is not relevant to the story. Or is it? No, it's
Da-da-da.
probably
Gotta
not.
schmeagle
It's
that
almost
beagle.
certainly not. So Ben, you know, he third th he does all the things, slaps himself, tries to breathe while holding it. It seems he's not dreaming, right?
Yeah.
You know, or at least it's a pretty you know, severe coma, right? So he goes up to one of the fellow peasant folk, and he says,
Does he have
"Excuse me."
amnesia? Like he doesn't know how he got there?
Oh, he has no idea. No,
Okay.
he can't really piece together even what he was doing right before this.
Yeah.
But he knows he should be in the office, though.
Yeah.
He's pretty sure
This
it's
is definitely
not
not the
a.
office.
It's definitely not a Saturday or a Sunday either. It's
Yeah.
not a holiday. No.
Well, the burning at the stake didn't happen
Yeah,
yet.
no. I mean, well, yeah, no, that's a holiday for the people here. He didn't know about that. All he can really see is it smells kind of a bit like they had a barbecue at the south end of the street and there's like guys shoveling coals. You know, like
Yeah.
it's really all there is.
Manure.
Yeah, you know. So he goes up to this woman, you know, and he says, excuse me, where am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she says back to him, well, look who's eating a flurbel on a blurbs day, and then walks away. And so Ben is like, okay. Confusing.
Yeah.
That was not helpful. Was that English?
Yeah.
Maybe. At least it's close to English. There were some
There
words in
was
there.
some connecting words in
He said,
there.
maybe this is just what Dutch sounds like. All right, let me go try
Yeah.
and ask somebody else.
Yeah.
And so he goes and asks another person. He says, excuse me, sir. Can you tell me what time it is? Trying with a different question to maybe ascertain if maybe he's had a concussion at the office or on the way home from the office. And this man who's currently, pulling a cart full of wood and chickens. He looks at Ben and he says, "Oh, look who's eating a flurbelow of blurbs day," and then just continues walking, right? So it seems that whenever he tries to interact with somebody, he's getting this sort of
They're
a
like they're NPCs.
it seems like that, right? But what's bizarre though is he can overhear them having conversations between themselves, which are
Okay.
not
Like they
very.
can't register him as who he is and just give him an automated response.
He it honestly, he doesn't know. It's confusing. It's very and distressing. So, I'm gonna fast forward a bit here. Time check.
8 minutes.
Okay. So let's just suffice to say, he spends a lot of time trying to figure out what's happening, right?
Does he try talking to more people? Same answer.
Yep, same answer. But then, he thinks the NPC thing, like maybe he's in some kind of simulation or coma video game, who knows? But he could overhear them talking amongst themselves and saying, like, "Oh my God, did you see what Mary's husband did last weekend? Oh my God, did you see that witch burning on Friday? That shit was so lit." So they seem to have vivid inner lives, and a sense of self. So
Yeah,
it
they're
just
not
seems
one-line characters.
they're not, no. They seem to be in every way, shape, and form, except for the fact that they speak English, true medieval peasants.
Yeah,
But and
are they just kind of rejecting that he's there?
I mean, they'll look at him, they can see him, but they don't seem to be too bothered about it either way, right? It's bizarre, right? And so in between the 8 or 9 panic attacks and crying in the inn or outside the inn, he doesn't have any money that's valid in this time period. So they just hit him and push him back outside. In between the panic attacks,
That guy back again, hit him.
what'd you say?
Is that guy back again?
Yeah,
Hit
no,
him.
pretty much. They're like, "Do you have any? You can't keep coming in here. You have to pay for something." And he said, "I don't have any money." And they said, "Well, look who's eating a flurbel on a blurg's day." And then they hit him and push him back outside. Oh God. So he's out there, he's crying in the mud. And then he works up the courage to try more experiments. He's not really getting anywhere, right? So and then he's like, "All right, maybe I should just like pick a direction and walk in it, right?"
How much time has passed by this point?
I mean, he woke up, let's just say the sun was like, I mean, there's no clocks. I mean, unless you're rich in the Middle Ages, nobody's got a clock. So it's like, it's way closer to night now. Let's just say that. Ben
He
was
started in the morning.
during his years in the office, Ben was not an avid outdoorsman. So he's not good at counting the hours left of the day on his fingers. So he starts walking in the direction. So as he walks east, due east, as much as he can tell, it's kind of cloudy. The town seems to get progressively grimier, right? And so it was already pretty grimy to begin with, but it was just like olden days grimy. But this part of town is like olden days, but like even worse grimy. It's like the bad part of Schmiegelsborg or wherever he is, and so he's walking down this road. And he hears something. So people don't speak to him unless he's doing something, like trying to enter the inn without valid money, right? So it's weird
They'll
for
like acknowledge a relevant task.
exactly, yeah. Like if he orders eggs, which he hasn't because he doesn't have any money, like they'll respond and ask him what he wants on them. He hasn't gotten that far. He's also pretty hungry. I should mention that too. And the usual bodily functions are still happening too. Right, so it
Five
seems
minutes.
he's not dead, yeah. And so Ben hears out of the side of an even seedier, creaky inn, he says, "Psst, come here." He says, "What?" He says, "Hello?" He said, "Psst, get over here." And he heads towards the inn. He says, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Bobsley." And he said, "What? Bob? No, Bobsley." And Ben says, "Okay, are you from not here?" He doesn't even know where to describe what's happening.
Yeah.
And Bobsley says, "I'm from Connecticut." And Ben says, "Okay, this is not Connecticut though, right? We're not in some sort of colonial. No, this is not Connecticut. Okay, come on in here into the inn, and I'll show you what we know." All right. So Ben follows Bobsley into the inn.
Yeah.
Time check.
3 minutes, 50 seconds.
Bobsley introduces Ben to the crew.
The crew.
The crew. That's how he says it. He says, "What's your name?" He says, "I'm Ben." He says, "Okay, this is the crew." He's like, "Why are we whispering?" He says, "Just whisper." Says, "Okay."
Yeah.
He says, "I'm Bobsley. That's Georgie. And that's Johnny Goodshoes." And Ben says, says, "What was his name?" "It's Johnny Goodshoes." He says, "Oh, okay then." He says, "Keep
Yeah.
whispering."
Yeah.
And so they, let me just gonna summarize this for a bit here.
Yeah.
They proceed to talk. Bobsley's from Connecticut. Georgie is from Iowa. Ben, his memory's still fuzzy. Bobsley said it'll start to come back after a bit. But so all he really remembers is in he was in a relatively large metropolitan area in an
Yeah.
English-speaking country. Johnny
Yeah.
Goodshoes, he doesn't reveal too much about himself. Well, I mean, he does,
He's
but
more stoic.
no, I mean, so let me, how much time do I have?
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
I have enough time to do a little background on Johnny Goodshoes. Goodshoes is not his last name for the listener, nor was it a descriptive comment. Bobsley said to Georgie when he joined, "Johnny's got issues," but his accent made it sound like Johnny Goodshoes. And
That's a great name.
the reason it stuck is because he kind of does have issues. So
Yeah.
if you looked over in his direction, right? So they figured out ways to get food. Like sometimes
His good shoes are his issues.
they'll like work, help chopping wood, make some money to go eat at the better end. But Johnny Goodshoes, he seems to be always with a full or semi-full tube of caulking, right? Which is not a
Okay.
Middle Ages thing. But and if pressed on where he gets it, he just says, "I know a guy." And then if you say, "Can you take me to your guy?" He says, like, you wouldn't like him. He wouldn't like you. It's okay." And so Johnny Goodshoes is just eating caulking. The classic
That's what
silicone.
he eats.
Yeah, well, I mean, in addition to the eggs, they can't tell if it's like a pica thing or he's like just it tastes different to him. It might be a nutritional deficiency. They don't know. That they're not doctors and they have bigger problems on their hands right now. But yeah, that's why he's got issues. He's just
Yeah.
he carries it around like it's a Go-Gurt. And just in between, like smoking a cigar, in between every third word, he just like squirts a bit of it
He's
into
hitting
his
his
mouth.
vape, but it's his caulk gun.
Just caulk. It's just straight caulk. And it's like modern too. It's like, it's got the red and the blue logo. And that's why they're so pressed to meet his guy. But he's like, "You wouldn't like my guy. My guy wouldn't like you. Don't worry about it."
Yeah.
Right? But he doesn't really seem to disappear for that long. But he says he's got a guy. And he clearly is not running out of caulking. And there's the
Yeah.
discarded shells kind of all over the seedy inn they've holed up in. Anyway, I've just introduced the
30
crew,
seconds.
and I'm gonna leave it there for my part. We got Ben, can't remember his last name, Bobsley, Georgie, and Johnny Goodshoes. And all of them know they're having a problem.
Great.
Okay, 15 minutes. Are you ready?
All righty.
Here we go. Run it.
I'm
Hit
ready,
me with it.
Gorb.
It's on the clock.
Okay.
It's running.
So Bobsley's like explaining like where they are and what's happening to Ben, but literally nothing is registering. Like it goes in one ear and one out the other. They're talking about, Johnny's caulking gun habit. And basically he's realizing he's kind of like dizzy and tired. And Bobsy's like, easy there, easy there. Lay down, buddy. They put him on this like ragtaggy bed and he passes out. Okay. Ben wakes up at like 2 a.m. And he's like looking around, and his hands are tied by like ropes to the
Oh
bed.
God.
Okay.
Like an
He's like,
exorcist thing?
and he's like trying to shove his like arms over,
Yep.
and he can't move. And Bobsy's like, "You're so loud. That's way worse than whispering." And Georgie just goes, "Uh-huh," because that's pretty much all he ever says.
He's a man of few words.
Okay.
What's Johnny
And
Goodshoes
Johnny
saying?
Goodshoes is like, he's like dancing, like in like their like ankle bath. He's like splashing. Okay.
Okay.
Bobsley's like, "Listen, you look like, you seem like you have a good head on your shoulders, but I need you to remain calm and not do yourself any damage." Beth's like, "Damage? My wrists hurt, please." And basically Bobsley like goes over and he undoes it. He's like, "Just please tell me what's going on. I did
Yeah.
not understand anything you were telling me earlier. I just know that Johnny Goodshoes is his name." He points at Johnny Goodshoes, who looks at him kind of like an owl, like swivels his head around and like creeps
Makes direct
down,
eye contact.
and he like hunches. Okay. Bobsley's like, "Okay, I assume you don't remember anything, but do you remember Mr. Tonch?" And Ben goes, "Mr. Tonch?" He's like rubbing his temples, right? He's like, "Mr. Tonch, Mr. Tonch." And like an image kind of comes to him of like this like 75-year-old man sitting on like a slide in like an inner city playground. Okay.
Okay, all right.
And
Can
Ben's
you
like,
describe him like give it like what kind of old guy is he? What's Mr. Tonch look
he's got a fedora.
like in a cool Men in Black way or just like in a lame way?
It's neither. He doesn't do it well, but it's not like he's a loser either. There's something going on where like that's just his thing. He's the fedora hat
The
guy.
fedora guy, okay.
And Mr. Tonch is like talking to him, and this memory's coming back to Ben. He's like, "We were standing together. It was me, you, I know you. And Georgie, he was there, and Johnny, he was there."
How
And
does he know them?
oh God. And Bobsy's like, yes. But keep whispering." And then he goes, and Ben kind of knows this is Bobsley, like thinking to himself, and like out loud, he's like, "Thank God, someone else here is not crazy." Okay. Ben's like, we were supposed to do something." And Bobsley's like, "Yes, that's right. Don't talk too loud, though." It's like, and Ben's like, What happens if I talk loud?" He shouts, right?
Oh, goodness, no.
Right when that happens, the whole room starts to shake.
Oh, God.
Okay? And they hear like a giant snoring sound, like
Oh.
coming from like the sky. Okay? And Bob's like, "Jesus Christ." And Ben's like, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Okay. And then
Oh, God.
it kind of all comes back to Ben, but I'm gonna refer it to the listener as a flashback so they understand.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's fair. Yeah.
Mr. Tonch is sitting on this playground slide. Okay. He had just gone down. He's living his life.
With his fedora.
Okay. And he goes, "Did you bring the money?"
Okay.
Okay. And basically, Ben goes, "Yeah, we brought the money. Did you bring what you're supposed to bring?" And he hands him a machine. Okay.
Okay.
And Ben's like, it's like all fuzzy to him. He's like, No. We asked him if he brought us the money, right, Bobsley?" And Bobsley's like, "Stop shouting." Luckily, the earthquake has died down by now.
Yeah,
And
no.
basically, Ben remembers that they were supposed to, Mr. Tonch paid them to go into his mind. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Mr. Tonch is not an ordinary man.
Okay.
He is a 10-year-old.
Thought he was 75.
Trapped in the body of a 75-year-old, okay?
Okay.
His real name isn't Mr. Tonch. His real name is Yunda.
Yunda?
Okay.
Is that first and
Okay.
last or just first name?
That's all they really know is Yunda, okay?
Okay.
And a 75-year-old man did a dark ritual to trade bodies,
With the under.
okay,
Yep.
with Yunda. And this is all done with a machine that is made. It has the nickname. Do you know what it's called, Gorb?
The Schmeagles
Well, Schmeagle's Beagle makes it on the side. Okay.
What's the
They make
nickname?
schmears and spreads to as a front. It's called the broken clock,
Oh.
okay? And for millions of dollars, very, very wealthy people use it to steal the bodies of younger people, okay?
Okay.
And it comes in like a suitcase
Yeah, they got
that
three
is.
colors too now, I think.
Yeah, you can get it in dark green, you can get it in metallic, or you can get it in
Classic
blood
black.
red.
Oh, classic
Okay.
blood red. Yeah, I mean,
So blood red's the standard issue
it's the best
because
one.
it's the fastest,
It
okay?
makes a statement. Anyway.
So Yunda just Yunda in the body of Mr. Tonch, okay, just handed over $100,000 to the crew,
To
okay?
go in and so to just to clarify here, what do Ben, Bobsley, George, and I'm guessing just regular Johnny at this point, what do they do that Yunda would know how to would hire them for this kind of thing?
It was just an ad in the paper. Okay.
Just
It's
a
like body
Craigslist.
switched, got a problem, stuck in an old man or old woman's body, need help? We'll help you. And then there's a
1-800
picture of
Johnny
just
Goodshoes.
like Johnny previous to Johnny Goodshoes. Johnny and Ben, arm in arm, smiling and pointing at the camera like a couple frat boys, okay?
But how
Because it's a high risk endeavor to be a delver, okay?
Is that what it's called?
They're all delvers, okay?
Are they
And
good?
they're it's kind of like a hired gun,
Okay,
right?
yeah.
Now
No, I meant, are they good at
they're
their
not
job?
elite. They're on the cheaper end.
Okay.
Okay? And the reason why it's risky is because when you delve into,
The
your
subconscious.
target's mind, there's a chance you just lose your shit. Like you, okay.
Just end up eating caulking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Johnny Goodshoes was Johnny Goodshoes before, but it's kind of like a funny, like
Yeah,
ripping
it
joke.
was a
Now
cute
it's real.
nickname. Yeah, no, now it's
Okay.
yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
5 minutes.
Mr. Tonch, the person, the real Mr. Tonch, who's now in elementary school somewhere gallivanting with the body of Yonda. Okay. The real Mr. Tonch, they were able to track him down because Ben couldn't remember where he was from. He was from New York. Okay. And that's where Yonda's body with Mr. Tonch inside was. They were able to track him down and they lured him out of the cafeteria with a promise of some extra jello. Even
Classic.
a 75-year-old in a 10-year-old's body, jello is jello. Come
I
on.
mean, you can't res there's certain impulses that are just purely biological, like extra jello for a 10-year-old.
And Georgie just kind of went up behind him, put him in a chokehold. Okay, put him to sleep.
Oh, God.
Okay, they time check.
4 minutes left.
Okay, they brought him into the boys' bathroom. Okay, and that's where they're doing this maneuver. But much like Inception, there is a time dilation. Okay, they are three layers deep. Inception, also nonfiction. They got that from delving. The writer is a time traveler. We won't get there.
That might, yeah, we'll get there.
Nonfiction podcast. Okay. But here's the thing. What they get wrong in that movie is that people all the time just lose their minds when they go even one layer deep.
Yeah,
Okay.
no, it's disrupting for the psyche.
Now, another thing they get wrong is you forget completely what the previous layers were by the time you get to the next one. So they have no idea how they got there, right?
And so they're
But,
already 3 layers in.
oh yeah. So they don't know
How?
what happened to the last two layers, but you have to get to the center, okay?
How many layers
And
deep is that?
the center is four layers deep,
Okay.
okay? So they're only three. And that's why Bobsley keeps telling Ben to whisper because he can tell
He
that they're
can't
not
wake
moving
up.
fast enough. Okay.
They're gonna have to go into another layer.
Bobsley's kind of the smartest of the group, but he's also like one of those people who, like, you don't know what they're gonna do next because they're just like a loose cannon,
Yeah, that's fair.
right? Ben is the most level-headed, but not unintelligent, but not as smart as Bobsley.
He's more of a people
Meanwhile,
guy.
George, his brain melted first. Okay? They don't know this because they can't remember anything, but in the first level, which was Circus Town, George lost at that weight guessing game. He said, when he lost all his money and he got stuck.
That's fair.
Okay? The second layer, they got stuck as construction workers. Johnny tried tasting the caulking gun one time and was addicted. Why he tried it in the first place, we don't really know. Okay. Something drove him to do it. But it all comes back to Ben in a rush,
That's
okay?
fair, yeah.
But he can't really remember like what they're supposed to do to get to the next layer, okay?
Yep.
Just then, there's a giant knock at the door. Like, dud, dud, dud.
Yep.
Okay.
1 minute and 23 seconds left.
Ben turns around, okay? And he looks out the window. Pitchfork mob. Okay.
Classic.
He looks at Bob's and he goes, "How long was I out?" Bob's like, "I don't know. You were thrashing in your sleep, buddy. I don't know what day it is." "You know what day it is. Think, Bobsley, think." He goes, "Thursday was yesterday." And Georgia goes, "Uh-oh." Okay. Ben goes, "It's Friday. It's Friday." And Bobsley goes, "Oh God, they're gonna do the burning at the stake. How did they pick us?" And he goes, "I don't know. I don't know. We have to get out of here." And Johnny's just he's shooting caulk at them from the window. Okay.
Oh,
A
God.
couple of them are mildly annoyed by that and go home, but there's still like 30 of them left.
20
Time
seconds.
check.
20 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, God. All
Ben
right.
looks over to Johnny, goes, "I have a plan."
Okay. Are we doing it?
"You're on, Gorb."
So Ben looks at Johnny, I mean at Bobsley, and he says, "I have a plan." Or was it John? It doesn't really matter. The
At
mob
everybody.
is close, right? And they are banging down on that door. And Bobsley looks. He's like, Ben looks to Bobsley, says, "You got to get everybody back to that shitty bed right now. I have a plan." Bobsley says, "Okay, just keep whispering. You don't seem to get it. You need to whisper. Do you understand that? You need to whisper." He says, "I got it, Bobsley. Jesus." They gather everybody. They put a couple pieces of plywood in front of the door. They barricade it.
Yeah.
Johnny Goodshoes is chewing on the caulk. Bob's like, Georgie's like, And Ben's like, all right, guys, I think I have a way for us to get to the next level. The bottom level. They can hear the pitchforks banging outside. They can literally see the bonfire being lit like down the street. It's that big, right? And they said, boy, we got like four people this week. What a
They
Friday.
can feel the heat.
And Ben says, I'm pretty sure that if I tap my head like this, demonstrates once, three times, and then flip over this mattress, there's going to be a tunnel. And we can go down into the next level through that. And Bobsy's like, okay, do it. Just be quiet about it. And so Ben taps his head three times, flips over the mattress.
Like a front flip?
Yeah, I mean, just like turns it on the side, lifts it up more or less. It's a little more like a
Oh,
bed roll.
he doesn't flip himself over the
No,
mattress.
he just lifts up the mattress and looks underneath it, expecting there to be a tunnel. Plot twist, there's not a
Yeah.
tunnel. Now, the next thing is
Oh,
Johnny
God.
Goodshoes says, Jesus, that's a big rat. The rat just scurries away. But as it's scurrying by, something very bizarre happens. Georgie moves fast. He picks up the rat and proceeds to bite its head off like a true maniac.
God, like Ozzy
Like Ozzy Osbourne with the bat, but it's a rat and it's like a big one. It's like one of those Subway. It's no pizza rat here. This is like, it's got heft, it's like a small cat. Anyway, and George is a decently sized guy. I mean, he's at
That
least,
took quite the bite.
above a healthy weight and at least 6 foot 3. So he just rips the rat's head off with his teeth. Chews, you
Jaws
can
of
hear the
steel.
bones crunching.
Oh, God.
You can see the blood and rat brains pouring out of his mouth, and he says, And then, boom, everything goes black.
God.
And Ben wakes up. We're going to do this from Ben's perspective for now, right?
Yeah.
Now, another thing that's sort of you should know about delving is, right, similar to Inception, the order in which you put the head things on after you knock out the kid in the bathroom. And go into the dream is the order which you appear on every level, right? So
Yeah.
Ben was the last. He was like, all right, this kid seems out good. Let me put my head things on. Let me lock the elementary school bathroom door up
Really got
here.
that headlock on the 10-year-old.
Hope this kid's not dead. So Ben wakes up last. So everybody else has been awake for a minute. He comes to on a dirt road again. But it's like
Okay.
not a super shitty dirt road. It's just a dirt road. The weather is a bit warmer. It's kind of sunny. He looks down at his shirt. It's no longer, I mean, it's still his office shirt, but over on top of it seems to be like a nice fit Hawaiian shirt. And he struggling to remember because you forget every time, right?
Yeah.
Every time is different. Every time, you run the risk of breaking your mind, and sometimes it can fix the mind too, right? If you keep going lower,
Yeah.
right? Depends on the person. Ben is he's relatively all
Does
right.
he feel like all there?
So, I mean, actually, that's a hard question. It really depends on perspective, I guess, right? So, in terms of memory-wise, he's much quicker to grasp what has previously happened and where he is.
Not as
But
confused as he was on level three.
no, but to be fair, to say that he grasps it might be a bit of a misstatement. He is constantly hallucinating a 4 foot anthropomorphic frog dressed in like fancy 18th century cocktail attire, wearing a top hat. And it just stands next to him and explains him his situation.
It have a name?
Mr. Guildford. So, I mean,
I wouldn't say he's all the
he's clearly has some issues, but more or less, Mr. Guildford has been very helpful and
Yeah,
very polite.
he's like a good ghost or
He's
something.
yeah, I mean, he's a very
Frog
helpful
ghost.
hallucination. I mean, and he asked him that. He said, I'm pretty sure you're a manifestation of my subconscious, Mr. Guildford. I don't know why. It's kind of weird, actually. Mr. Guildford says he has a pipe too, as one
Yeah.
does. as one frog from the 18th century does. My
What does
dear
he say?
friend, you are the paltry hallucination. Look at this hat. Quick to the tiki bar. We must go and meet your friends. And so
I love him.
everybody loves Mr. Guilford, right?
Yeah.
So, and
Can
that's
the
the
other
point.
guys see him? Have they
Well,
like found each other?
we're getting there. They meet at the tiki bar. So,
All of them?
yep. Bobsley, he's like, it's so loud in here. That seems to have
Oh.
not, it hasn't gotten
Has it gotten
better.
worse?
No, he's just the same.
He's just paranoid about the
To be
noise.
fair, Bobsley always had sense. He was always sensitive about noises, even like
Yeah.
on the surface world.
Sensory input is a lot for
Yeah.
him.
George is mentally. Yeah, and it's not worse.
It better?
No, I mean,
It's
he
still
can.
aha and oh no.
No, he can do like one word statements now.
Yeah.
But he's also got a terrible case of food poisoning, so he's
Oh
constantly running to
God.
the bathroom.
Yeah.
Which, before
It's
he's just
rat
like,
food poisoning.
he's just like, uh-oh, and then just immediately waddles over to the bathroom.
Luckily, the tiki bar has a bathroom.
Johnny Goodshoes is mentally more there. He's full.
Okay.
He's sharp, and that's really important because he was their master delver. He was the best at
He's the
unraveling things.
veteran.
He's a veteran. He knows. He can whip something together fast, right? So they
Is
get to
he
the tiki bar.
still ripping the
Well, we'll
goal?
get there, right? We'll get there. They meet at the
Okay.
tiki bar. I mean, Georgie's currently in the bathroom. That wasn't a good rat to eat. And that really, that is there ever any good rat to eat? But he's working through some things, literally.
Yeah.
Bobsley's like, quick, order a drink, but be quiet about it. And then they're like, where'd that frog come from? Is that your frog?
Oh, they can see him. Good.
Yeah, and Mr. Guilford looks at Bobsley and he says, yes, but I am not this man's frog. Quick, get me a martini, barman. And the tiki bar just doesn't
Barman.
seem to be disturbed by the 4 foot anthropomorphic frog. It's just, I don't know. They just, we're not going to touch that.
How, like, are there people around? What do the people, like, at the tiki bar look like?
Like tourists at a tiki bar, and
Okay.
like, I don't know, like,
Are they in, like, a tropical setting, or is it a tiki bar, like, within something else?
from what they can see, it's like Tulum at this point.
Okay.
They're just, it's just like a beach resort with a
Yeah.
frog. And Johnny comes over. Johnny Goodshoes comes over. He says, oh, look at that frog. That's wicked, man. Where'd you find that frog? Mr.
Is
Guilford
Johnny
says,
from Boston?
yeah, he's from Massachusetts. Bobsley's from Connecticut. They got a lot of Northeast states. I mean, that's where the Delvers are based.
Yeah.
Johnny Goodshoes says, that's a wicked frog. Where'd you find that frog? Mr. Guilford says, sir, I am offended. Put away that
Oh.
croaking. What do you mean? I'm not going to put it away. I just got it. I paid extra for this. So he's got like a.
He ordered it from the bar.
He did. It's a vodka tonic with a tube of caulking, just like
Like
glued
a
to the
Bloody
side of
Mary
it.
celery stalk.
So he'll take a sip of the tonic and then he'll just like squeeze a bit of the
It's like
caulking.
a chaser.
Yeah, exactly.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what Ben says. He says, you're still doing that thing, Johnny says, what, you got a problem? I just think it tastes good. I just like it. Don't make a big deal
Yeah.
out of it, okay? And Bobsley's like, guys, we gotta be quiet. Mr. Guilford is like, I think you're overreacting, Bobsley. Where is my drink, barman? And the bartender's like, who said that? Oh, it's you, because he's only 4 feet tall and then passes him the
Yeah.
vodka. I'm gonna gloss over a bit of the formalities here. Time check.
4 minutes and 35 seconds.
But luckily, everybody for the most part, except Georgie, who it seems like is gonna sit this one out for stomach reasons alone this time, seems to
Hey, he
be.
took one for the
He
team.
did. Seems to be more put together. And so Bobsley says, all right, guys, we gotta try to find the center of the clock.
Yep.
But don't be loud about it. You got that, frog? And Mr. Guilford's like, yes, my dear sir. And Johnny is like, clack. What clack? Where?
Oh
I thought we were in Jersey. Is this not
no.
Jersey? And Ben is suddenly like, parlez-vous français? And everybody's sort, it seems that once you get to the
What?
fourth level, just like Inception, the deeper down you go, the more your own subconscious starts to come in and throwing things. So they're
Yeah.
all their minds are very, very fluid right now.
Very plastic.
Yep. And Bobsley, though, as much as he doesn't like loud noises, he's very mentally stable.
Yeah.
So he says, guys, be quiet. I said, we get it, Bobsley, Jesus. He says, no, you don't get it. Because if you're quiet, it helps with the madness. And Mr. Guilford says, the lad does have a point. And so that's why Bobsley, in addition to not waking up the kid they drugged in the bathroom, the least presence you can make in the subconscious, the more stable your own mind is.
Yeah.
More or less, everybody kind of sucks at that at this point, except for Bobsley. Johnny Goodshoes has already ordered another round of vodka tonic with extra caulking. So it's two drinks on the And then they're like, do you want to close out? And he said, I'm not paying. Who's paying for this? He said, put it on the frog. Frog looks like he's got money. And he's like, yes, I do indeed. Now, anyway, they're all sort of getting distracted by this comedic nonsense loop, right? When time check,
2 minutes, 10 seconds.
Georgie runs out of the bathroom. Toilet paper
Oh,
is still like trailing behind his trousers.
God.
And he screams so
Oh,
loud.
God.
He's like, guys, we gotta get to the clock now. And then he just
Oh,
runs
God.
off into the jungle, right?
Full sentences.
Whole sentences. They're like, that's bizarre. Indeed. And then they're like, okay, I guess we follow him. So they proceed to walk away from the tiki bar in towards this vast sort of, let's call it Central American, maybe South America. It's definitely a tropical jungle. And there's a small, it's not even a path, really. Georgie's a big guy and he was really hoofing him. So you can see, it's an easily definable trail. And so they follow that into the jungle. Time check.
1 minute and 20 seconds.
So, they're moving in that direction. And Georgie just seems to, he seems to be still be running. I mean, the trail is clearly visible. But they've already done about a mile and a half. And I haven't caught up with them. But they're like, maybe he's leading us there, right? And the frog says, plausible, plausible. And Johnny says, I should have got more caulking from the bar. Ben is like, all right, guys, we just got to keep moving in that direction. Should we call out to him? And then Bob is like, no, we got to be quiet. time check.
30 seconds.
Anyway, they finally get to a point where the trail seems to disappear, right? They come to the point, it's this sort of large river flowing through the middle of the jungle, right? And they can't see the trail picking up on the other side of the river. And there is what looks to be an impression of what was a kayak there. And there seems to be another kayak next to it. And they're like, what do you think, guys? Do we go after him? And Bobsley says, yes, but we gotta be quiet about it. And that's my time. Oh, God. Finish it out for us. 2 minutes on the clock.
Alrighty. Okay. Is my timer running
Yep, you're
normal?
running. You got 15 minutes to get to the center of the broken clock.
So they're paddling as quietly as they can. All of them fit in the canoe. And they see kind of like a trail along the side of the other side of the river. Okay. But the flow of the river is strong enough that they had, like, end up further downstream than they wanted to be, especially because they couldn't paddle as hard as they wanted, because every 2 seconds, Bobsley was like, paddle quieter. Okay.
Yeah.
But Johnny at this point, he's starting to, you can tell that he's like more on edge and he's
Going through withdrawals.
eating way more caulk. He's got like a backpack. He's like, I finished that one, throws it off. By the time they reach the other side, he's thrown three empty bottles of caulk, okay?
Oh God.
Now, Mr. Guilford, Bobsley, Ben, and Johnny see a separation that's like a footpath-ish into the woods.
Okay.
Ben looks at Bobsley and he's like, this must be where the center of the broken clock is. So we can finally get Mr. Tonch out of Yanda's body and send him across and back to his own.
Yeah, do the old Freaky Friday.
Yeah, the Freaky Friday, and the trick to Freaky Friday is basically getting to the center, but no one knows really how you do it because when it's done, you forget what happens. So here's the thing, they're getting further and further in. They're almost reaching the center, but like you said, this is where your deepest mind starts to become a problem. Okay? Now, there's something that happened, Gorb,
What happened?
when Ben was a child.
Oh God, does it have
And
to do with Mr. Guilford?
Gorb, I'd hate to relay this story again. But when Ben was but 9 years old, okay, his father was a cruel man. Okay. His father was one of those like businessmen who like rarely was ever home. Thought he could fix everything with finances. So when he was seven, after one bad night when he came home, he felt some guilt and bought Ben a frog. What do you think Ben named that frog?
Mr. Wilford.
Mr. Guilford.
Guilford. Yeah, no, you know what I meant.
Well, he wanted to name him Mr. Wilford, but his dad was like, that's a stupid name. He's like, Mr. Guilford? He's like, that's fine, I guess.
Oh God.
Now, one day, his dad comes home, okay? And suffice to say, his dad is not in a good state of mind, okay? Like the 20 million China deal fell through. Okay.
He's in a raging mood.
He's in a raging mood, but he's more just like clumsy and stupid because
Oh,
he's been
okay.
drinking. Okay.
Oh.
Ben was holding Mr. Guilford
Oh.
and he jumped out of his hand.
Oh, Mr.
Okay.
Guilford.
His dad dropped his dream of being a breakdancer at a young age. Okay. He was in the middle of a head spin. He was trying, to his credit, he was just trying to show off. But
Just trying to lift his mood.
you need to know how much Mr. Guilford meant to Ben,
I
okay?
mean, I imagine it's a lot considering he's a very wealthy gentleman in his
He's the
subconscious.
only, listen, he's the only gift. This is the real Mr. Guilford the Frog. He's the only gift his dad ever gave him. His dad is whipping out of this wicked head spin, lands back, his full back on Mr. Guilford.
Oh, Mr. Guilford.
Okay.
He was the best of us.
Splice back to paddling. Okay. They land at the other side of the shore. Mr. Guilford pats Ben on the shoulder twice. Tap, tap. And he goes, dear boy, I'm afraid you're getting a little too close to the center.
Oh,
And Ben
Mr.
goes,
Guilford.
what? And he goes, I thought the tiki bar would make you take a longer time. Those drinks do have a tendency to whip you up. Okay? Mr. Guilford breaks into a breakdance. Ben's like, ah, no! And Bobsley's like, that's why I don't let Morgan. Okay, they look back, and Johnny Goodshoes has become solid concrete. He cannot move anything except his eyes. Bobsley's like, oh, Christ, oh, Christ.
Oh,
The
God.
jungle is shaking around them. A coconut the size of a bowling ball falls from a tree. I'm not going to be too graphic here, Gorb, but Bobsley's skull caves in.
Oh,
Okay?
God. Where's Georgie?
Who knows? Okay, he's further into the jungle down the footpath. Ben's like, he looks at Mr. Guilford and he goes, "It wasn't my fault." And Mr. Guilford goes, "Stop saying that, dear boy." And he takes out a cane sword. And Ben goes, "It wasn't my fault." And Mr. Bobsley, or Mr. Bob, Mr. It's all blending together. Mr. Guilford starts to melt and he dissipates into a puddle. Okay. And Ben's like, "Oh God," he looks around him at the devastation. This all happened like under a minute.
Yeah, that makes sense. So now
Okay.
that Ben has resolved his psychological issues, does that in any way help Johnny or Bobsley? Or are they just, they're
No,
still.
Johnny's is way more deep-seated. Johnny was a meth addict. Concrete just for some reason was his subconscious version of that.
Is he still alive in there, or is he like
His eyes are
Bobsley?
moving. Ben tries a couple times to help him, and at some point Johnny just goes, "Go," right?
That's fair.
Okay. Because they know if they do the delving right, they'll all wake up in that middle school bathroom. And everything will be fine,
That's fair.
okay?
Okay.
But if all of your crew is wasted during the delving, then everyone is gone. Because if you survive one layer as one guy, you can pick them up in the layers back, because you got to go back the way you came,
Yeah,
right?
just like that movie.
Yeah. The movie that gets a lot wrong, to be honest. Hollywood, am I right?
No, that's yeah.
So Ben knows at this point the only thing he can do is follow the path from which Georgie came, okay? Because Georgie, despite the fact that his brain was melted, something seemed to be right about him knowing what actually needed to happen,
I mean,
right?
Georgie's just like he's good at his core, you know?
Exactly. Just on an intellectual level, he loses it. But he's like their muse. They follow him like a bloodhound. He's honestly the key to their team.
I mean, he's the
So,
best. Yeah, he's a great delver.
Ben is following this path. Time check.
6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. And he's getting further and further. And as he goes, it gets a little darker. Gets a little darker. It's a little darker. I'm going to pause here because it's very important that you know a little bit of background about Mr. Tonch. Okay. Mr. Tonch was a 75-year-old, very wealthy man. And Gorb, do you know where he made his wealth?
Was it Schmeagles and Schmears?
No,
Okay.
it was not Schmeagles and Schmears.
Oil.
Although he was a fan of their bagels. But he made all of his money from paint.
Did he do
Okay?
caulking as well or just paint?
Just paint.
God.
But his business was a construction business. So
Oh,
there might be
okay.
a thing there. Well,
Yeah.
that's where Johnny got his
Yeah,
meth caulk.
it's
Okay.
really hard to unravel. It's like a dream. Anyway.
He built prisons. Okay?
Oh.
That was where he made all his money. Not in public prisons, in private prisons.
Oh, God.
Okay? So this is a guy who not only is fine swapping bodies with a 10-year-old,
Yeah.
okay, but he's a guy who's fine with putting away people and then making money off of their,
Yeah,
basically
the
indentured
forced
servitude
labor.
as
Yeah.
prisoners,
Yep.
which he would then use to fund his company for free labor, right? Basically slavery.
Yep.
So, not a good guy.
Yeah.
Single man. Lived up to, 75 and decided he wanted to live longer.
He said, "I'm gonna fuck
Bad,
over a little
bad
younger."
man,
Yeah.
okay? Not only was he bad in his professional life, but he was bad in his personal life, okay? He was a guy who was like into like, oh God, all of this stuff where basically he would go to a place and he would like kidnap people and get away with it.
Oh
Okay.
God. So he's like a serial killer too?
He wasn't a serial killer. Now, do you know what he did with these people?
Do I wanna know?
Okay. Probably not. Okay. He, I'm sorry to say it, Gorb, but he was a cannibal.
I'll say, so he was killing them, but just he was also
No.
eating. Oh, it's just like one limb and then you
He was
return
a
to go.
bad man, but he wasn't like a Hannibal Lecter guy. He would basically kidnap these people, steal like a couple fingers, and then like put them amnesiac, like they wouldn't know how it happened, and then return them to where they were from.
Just
Okay.
pass it off like a construction industry. Okay.
Yes, but he would go to like rural Arizona, which there was like a story that made its way around there, like an urban legend called the finger eater.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
That's
people would wake up and they wouldn't know where their fingers went.
yep.
It was
That's
Mr.
how
Tosh.
that whole finger diet, finger weight loss TikTok trend started, I think.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
started
Behind the
it.
scenes.
Okay. Time check.
2 minutes, 43 seconds.
Ben is looking through the forest, and all of a sudden, he sees what very closely resembles the Thumb Thumbs from Spy Kids. Okay.
All
Massive,
bites taken out
bulked out, roided thumb men just barreling towards him. He's like,
Okay.
oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. He starts taking full tilt through the forest. The thumb men are faster than him. Mr. Tonch loved eating thumbs.
Yeah, I
Okay.
mean, it's probably got the most meat. I don't
And he sees a door, okay? A
Yeah.
door like maybe like 20 yards out. He's like, I'm gonna run the hardest I've ran in my entire life, right? Because
Yep.
delvers are a sketchy position, but they are doing the right thing in this particular job.
Yeah, no, that's
Right?
fair.
In his bones.
Yeah.
Full tilt. The thumb men try and grab him, but they don't have extra fingers on the edge of their limbs. He
Very
slips
large
right through
thumb.
and swan dives through the door. Okay.
Okay.
Georgie slams it behind him. They're in a white room. Time check.
1 minute, 24 seconds.
And this is the part that delvers never remember. But lucky enough for our listeners, Gorb, we are a nonfiction podcast and we can remember. Right at the center of the room, there is a crying little 10-year-old, okay? This little 10-year-old is not Yonda. It's a crying little 10-year-old Mr. Tonch, okay?
Okay.
And Ben goes over, touches his head, and he basically is teleported into a memory. Time check.
40 seconds.
As a child, Mr. Tonch was bitten by his own mom, okay? On his finger. Okay?
So much
That's where the
Freudian
trauma
shit
came
in
from. He hears a voice come from within him, and Ben goes, "That wasn't your fault." Just then, the 10-year-old soul of Mr. Tonch goes, "Why did I do it?" and launches into the sky. They travel across four
Oh,
layers of consciousness and wake up in a middle school bathroom, back to Yonda, sitting in his own body, and they send him back to lunch.
wow. All delvers are really just psychologists at the end of the
When you really think about it, on a blurb's day.